This kiln is half underground, as if someone had dug a cave for it. So in Chinese, it is called a 雪窑 or cave kiln. In the West, it is more commonly known by its Japanese name, an anagama kiln. As you can see, the entrance through which the clay items were inserted or removed is located right in front. After the unbaked clay bodies were set inside, the door was sealed, except for three small holes. The top one was used to view the fire, the middle one to add fuel, and the bottom one to remove ash. The complete absence of holes on the sides of this kiln is in order to prevent heat from escaping. But there is a hole in back of the chimney that was used to adjust airflow. Ordinarily, an anagama kiln is set on uneven ground, with the front end in a low spot and the back end in a high spot. Because this one is set on even ground, a hole was dug for the front, and then the excavated earth was used to elevate the rear. The anagama kiln is designed this way so that the heat is passed up and toward the back along with the fire and hot air. The temperature inside the kiln is thus kept even, which increases the success rate of firing. The Ceramic Museum built this kiln mainly to experiment with wood firing. Wood firing is a process in which the ashes and smoke from wood burned at high temperature react with the chemical compounds in the glaze and attach to the surface of the clay body, creating very diverse effects. Wood-fired works with natural glazes are very different from everyday varieties of ceramic goods that have even, pristine glazes. Appreciating wood-fired works involves perceiving the natural aesthetic of coarse, uneven ashfall effects on surfaces.